Chapter 4, verse 1. Amen. Boy, I tell you, that's good. Amen. I needed that this morning. 1 Thessalonians 4. Brother, how long does the church service go on in Nigeria? Huh?
3 hours.
3 hours.
Amen.
We're on target.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. A lot of people won't come back to this church because we go till 12:30. They're used to getting out at 12 o'clock, high noon. Yeah, lame. They didn't come to get in. They came to get out. 1 Thessalonians 4. Amen. Lord, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. I pray, God, bless the reading of your word. And, Father, there's a little bit of preaching that's going to take place. In Jesus' name, amen. It says, furthermore, then we beseech you, Paul writing, we beseech you. He says, brethren, exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that you have as you have received of us, how you ought to walk and to please God. So would you abound more and more. He says, so would you abound more and more if you walk according to how to please God.
Right. Yeah.
He says, for you know the commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. Paul writing to 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, he wrote the Ephesians, Galatians, he wrote Colossians, he wrote all those churches, and he said, we give you a commandment how you ought to walk, how you ought to live, and we shouldn't live like we used to live. I know when I first got saved, I wanted to grow. I didn't want to sit there and not knowing what's going on. I wanted to feel God's presence. And I know I don't go by feelings, but I wanted to feel his presence. I wanted to know he was there. I wanted to know when I read the word of God, he would speak to me. Like I said before, I don't want to serve no dead God. I don't want to serve. I told you I got a statue of Buddha at my house. And the reason why we're keeping it is for the missions thing, ladies, a mission thing when they come up. But we've been keeping it. I looked at it the other day. I'm not kidding. I said, Lord, don't curse us because of stupid things here. Having a statue at the house. And my father-in-law had it at his house. And I said, don't curse us because of that stupid thing. So we got it sitting out there. I don't even bring it in the house. It's outside. It's right by the dog pen so the dogs can wee on it. Yes. I encourage the dogs to wee on it. Buddha's no God. And there's only one God, like my brother said. One Father. He said, you know the commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Sanctification is not a bad word.
Amen.
It's a good word. And that's being set apart. When God saved you, he wants you to yield yourself to be set apart for his glory.
Amen.
You young ladies in this church that are not married and you're saved, God wanted to set you apart for a young man that he's got in mind for you. Not the one you got in mind. And I mean, usually God, see, here's the thing about you young ladies looking for a husband, young men looking for a wife. God's got the right one for you. And he's got the one he's got picked out for you. I'll never forget when Michael Shane met Brittany and Brother Steve came by here and Brittany was here and I had Brittany give up and give a testimony. And I never forget her testimony where she said, I've been around all that, seen all that stuff that people go out and live like hell. I made up my mind. I didn't have to live like that. I didn't have to be like that. And I didn't have to do that. And she said, I was set apart. God and Brother Steve and his wife set Brittany apart and said they prayed over her that God would give her the right man in her life down the road when she was ready to get married. And boy, you know what? God did that. And I'll never forget Michael Shane and Alex came to my house because of Steve and Brittany came to my house. And Michael Shane came to me and asked me, he said, Pastor, is Brother Steve going to your house? I said, yeah. He says, can I come over? I knew right then. He wanted to come and see Brittany. And Alex came, and he said, Steve going to be at your house? I said, yeah. And Alex came. But she wasn't the right one for Alex. And Michael Shane saying, hallelujah, amen. And I've watched these young couples in this church, man. I've watched that.
The
Alex day will come. That's right. And same way with my granddaughters. My daughter Rachel, when she got married, I told her God will allow the guy that you're going to marry come walking through the door. And he came walking through the door. And God did that and answered that prayer. She made me promise her that that would happen. But you know what? When God set you apart, he set you apart for a reason. And you young ladies, you just wait on God. Everybody's in a hurry, and they're always in a hurry to get do something, go out in the world. And you've heard what Autumn said today. She just went out and did her own thing. And that's the same way that I did, and Nathan and everybody else. But I'll tell you what, God says in the New Testament, he wants you to be sanctified. That's set apart. Amen. He wants you to sanctify it. Say, Lord, I'm going to save myself. I'm just going to serve you. Amen. I belong to you. I want to serve you, and I want you to have full control of my life. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from what? From what? From what?
Fornication.
Fornication is when flesh joins flesh.
Right.
And a lot of, you know, the world likes to live like animals. They want to go out, and you see animals, you know, they want to live like an animal. They want to sleep with this one, sleep with that one, sleep with this one, and she have a baby. They ain't my child. And men will deny that the woman having the child is his. And that's not the way the Lord wants. That's the way I used to live. That's the way I lived, like an animal. And it's a lot of you men in here. You live the same way. God doesn't want that.
Amen.
If you want to please God, abstain from fornication.
Amen.
Abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification. No, see, God gave you, all right, when God saved you, he saved you lock, stock, and barrel. He saved you body, soul, and spirit, all three in one. You say, well, my flesh ain't saved yet. No, but it's up to you whether you're going to dedicate your flesh
exactly
back to God.
Yes.
You say, Lord, let me know. I prayed this many times, and I don't think nothing wrong with it. I prayed this, Lord, don't let me have my own way. God, you know me. I'm like a filthy dog.
That's good.
And God, help me. I want to give myself to you. I want to honor you. As far as I know, Jesse's never been with a woman.
Sure.
He better not have been with a woman.
Sure.
Better not find out he's been with no woman. But anyway, he never.
I promise you, I have not.
He's waiting on the right wife. And you young men ought to be waiting on the right woman.
Amen.
Just don't go sleeping around. Don't be looking at stuff that causes you when you're looking at, you got that cell phone, you got that internet, you look at that stuff popping up. The devil's constantly trying to steal your sanctification from you. He's constantly trying to steal your sanctification. You young ladies, the devil's constantly trying to say, well, look at what she's doing. Look at all the attention she's getting. And you want to be an attention getter, you'll get attention, but you won't get the right kind of attention. You'll get the wrong kind of attention. And there'll be some guys use you, abuse you, and throw you away like a piece of garbage. And I tell you what, a lot of ladies in here can testify to that.
Yeah.
They'll throw you away. God wants you to be sanctified. That's set apart. That's not a dirty word. Sanctification is a good word.
Yeah.
I want my grandgirls, I want my grandchildren to be sanctified, set apart. I don't want, man, them to go out and live like a bunch of animals. And you don't want your kids to do the same thing. And you don't want your grandkids to live like that. When you start saying, well, it's all right, them to go sleep around. My wife and I were sleeping around before we were saved, and we got saved, and God convicted us about that.
Amen.
God convicted us, and we decided, the Bible says it's better to be married than to burn, so we decided we're going to get married. We got married at 19 years old, so we wouldn't be sinning against God. We wanted to make it right, and we did make it right. And God blessed us for making it right.
Amen.
He blessed us beyond our comprehension for making it right.
Amen.
If you'll make it right, he'll honor that.
Yes, sir.
If you'll make it right.
Yes, sir.
You won't make it right, he won't honor that. You'll be a man just to be a flop all your life. You'll be a messing around thinking, God ain't helped me. God didn't do this for me. You know how many people are saved living like that? They said, God didn't help me. Why? Because you did it your way.
That's right.
You didn't do it God's way.
That's right.
You better do it God's way. It'll work. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel. God says, all right, here I saved you, body, soul, and spirit. Now, I'm giving your vessel back to you. How are you going to do with it?
Amen.
What are you going to do with it? You set apart for him? You set apart for him. You know why some Christians come to church and they're not excited about God? Why they're not excited about praising the Lord? Why they're not excited about soul winning? Why they're not excited about seeing people saved? I'll tell you why. Because there's no sanctification in their life.
Right.
Then none. There's no sanctification. They don't get excited about God. Well, I'll tell you, you find the people that's really been sanctified saying, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to love you. I'll tell you, you'll find them excited about God. Now, I mean, they go through their valleys. Everybody goes through a valley. If you're in here today, you say, I've never gone through a valley, then you're smoking something. You go through a valley. You go through valleys. And like I said, a lot of times it's by yourself. But the Lord's there. Sanctification. Know how to possess your vessel in sanctification. God wants you to be sanctified. And now, like I said, that's not a bad word. It says that every one of us should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. See that honor thing? I mean, my brother came here today in the Marine Corps. That represents honor. As long as he don't disgrace that uniform. And run from battle or run from responsibilities. He'll be honored. Amen. He'll be promoted for not disgracing the uniform. In the same way with God. God does the same thing. When you honor him, he'll honor you. God will promote you. He'll use you. You say, well, I'm going through a trial. I know. You hang on. You just trust him. Because what else are you going to do? You're going to go back to the world? You're going to live like the world and say, I'm just going to flip out and go off? No, man. You know, we sang that song, God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. He will make your trials a blessing. Look here. Everyone should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence. I can't even say that word. You know what that is? That word is abnormal desires. Right. Abnormal. That's the way the world is.
Right.
Abnormal.
Amen.
Everything in the world that's supposed to be, you know, that's supposed to be good, they make it bad.
Right.
You know what the Bible talks about, a husband and wife relationship? It's good, but the world makes it bad.
Amen.
Everything, you know, in the world, they make it bad. Is more abnormal desires, abnormal lust. You get in that mess. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not God. So the Bible says that Gentiles do that. They don't know God. If you're in here and you're saved, you know God. Don't be messing with that stuff.
Amen.
You'll never make yourself happy.
Right.
You can never make this flesh happy. You can try and try and try and try and try and try. You'll never. And you know what it'll end up doing? It'll end up causing you in defeat and take a gun and put it to your head. Because you think, I can't live this life. This is too hard. But when you yield to God, boy, I tell you what. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. The Bible says that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. Is this because that the Lord is the avenger of all such? So you don't try to cheat nobody, brother or sister, nobody. Don't cheat nobody. The other day I went into Sam's Club and I got my stuff and I came out and I looked up under the cart and I put a pack of water under there. It was $5 and something. And I put a pack of water under there and I went out and the lady never even checked it. And I went on out, put it, and I stopped, and I put the stuff in the truck, and I went, oh, man, I didn't pay for that. I said, I'll be back. Were you with me, Jesse? Somebody was with me. And I said, I'll be back. I went in there, and I walked in. As soon as I walked in, stinking line was to the back. And I wanted to butt line. I wanted to say, hey, man, all I've got, I want to pay you for some water. Or I could have said, I'll get it next time. But I thought, no, I know me. When you start letting your guard down and you start doing wrong, it just gets easier. Just gets easier to do it. So I waited in line. And I waited in line, and I came up, and there was a person I gave a tract to. And I said, ma'am, I said, she goes, what? I gave her my card. She said, what do you get? I said, I took a pack of water out of here, and I said, I didn't pay for it. She said, you didn't? Well, she looked at me like, what are you back here for? And I said, I want to pay for it. She goes, you do? I said, yeah. So I paid for the water. She had to go through. Then she had to go through the book because she couldn't find the price, didn't have the number and all that. And I'm waiting and everybody's behind me looking at me like, what are you doing, man? Doing the right thing.
Amen.
Just doing the right thing.
Yep.
Hey, man, the right road comes out the right place.
Amen.
Do the right thing. Matter of fact, it made me think, I owe the church money for a Sam's Club car. I put some stuff on the church. Oh, man, I got to pay the church. Look here. It says that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. See, God watches everything. When you think you get away with it, God sees it. He knows it. You ain't going to steal from God. And you ain't going to get away with it. If a man will steal something little, he'll steal something big. If he'll defraud a man in something little, he'll defraud somebody in something big. He'll always try to get over. You know what I have to do? Because I was a thief before I was saved. I was a thief. I mean, I stole transmission out of cars sitting on the side of in their people's driveways. Stole wheels off cars and parking lots. Stole all kinds of stuff. I was a good thief. You know what I got to do? I got to watch me. Why? Because I'll revert back to the old way. And so will you.
Amen.
You'll go back to doing what you used to do. And you'll think it's all right. You better be careful.
Amen.
If you mess with drinking, drugs, lying, cheating, stealing, you belong to God. Possess your vessel in sanctification.
That's right.
Amen.
This vessel belongs to God. I don't want to bring shame and dishonor upon my Father.
Amen.
I belong to Him. You say, have you? I have. Have you? Yeah, you have. But man, when you get used to it and you think it's all right, I've gotten tickets for speeding. Say, is that wrong? Yeah, it's wrong. I had to pay my ticket. I didn't try to lie my way out of it. So I was speeding. I did wrong. Just be honest. Be upright. Look at the Bible says, for God, or look at back up verse 6. I'm going to stop here. I got the whole message on pleasing God, but this is not. It says that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also have forewarned you and testify, for God have not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
Amen.
God's called you on the holiness. Holiness is not a dirty word. And now we're not trying to be holier than thou. There's nobody in here trying to be holier than thou. Y'all know me. I like to have fun. I like to joke. I don't walk around like a stiff board and go, that's wrong. That's wrong. You're 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 wrong. That's robot, man. But be honest with yourself. Say, call it what it is. He therefore that despise not man, but God. You despise doing right, despise somebody telling you, preaching that's wrong. You know why a lot of people don't come to church? Because they don't like preaching.
That's right.
They don't like somebody saying, that's sin, that's wrong. You know, today, if you get a preacher mention sin, that's a miracle. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who have also given us his Holy Spirit. And then the Bible tells us, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God which is in you. It says, quench not the Holy Spirit of God, which is. I want the Holy Spirit to have free course in my life.
Amen.
And we're talking about the Holy Spirit on Wednesday night now. We're going to be talking about that, preaching about it. I don't want to quench the Holy Spirit. I don't want him to be grieved over my life.
Amen.
Can you imagine? You know what happens when you get down to pray? Here's what happens. The Holy Spirit inside you, God, I know because of experience. I know from experience. When you get down to praying and you go, and Lord God, I pray for, and then the Holy Spirit says, what about that back there? And you try to ignore it.
Amen.
And say, oh, that wasn't bad. That wasn't that bad. I mean, that wasn't bad. And you just kind of go on. And then you say, well, God doesn't answer my prayers.
Yeah.
The Lord says, go back.
Amen.
Get that right.
Amen. That's good.
That's where confessing your sin.
Yeah. Yes,
sir.
And sometimes not only confessing it, going back and making it right.
Amen.
You did somebody wrong, make it right.
Amen.
Don't make God have to make it right. You make it right. You know, it blesses my heart to see the kids and the grandkids just doing the right thing. You know, I sneak around, just watch, see what they're doing, how they're talking. And it's a blessing to listen to them talking right.
Amen.
Encouraging one another.
Amen.
You think God don't watch?
Yeah.
You think God don't listen? Sanctification. Pleasing God. For no man have... No, for God hath not called us on the uncleanness, but on the holiness. He therefore that despises, defies not man, but God, who hath also given us his Holy Spirit. And as touching brotherly love, ye need not elaborate unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. My brother was saying that this morning. He says, and indeed, if you do it towards all the brethren, which are in Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Increase. You ought to be growing on a daily basis. You ought to be increasing in love for the brethren, praying for the missionaries, praying for our brothers in Nigeria, sisters in Nigeria, around the world.
Amen.
Man, we are blessed in America.
Amen.
We have all the many blessings.
Yes, sir.
It says, verse 10, indeed ye do it towards all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. He said, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Study to be quiet. My son Samson used to get in the truck at 5:30 in the morning. Y'all have heard me tell the story. We're going over to Washington, D.C. to go to work. And as soon as he got in the truck, first thing, 5:30 in the morning, blah, 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 blah. And I mean, I like it quiet first thing in the morning, especially when I'm driving. Or I listen to something singing. And Samson, I finally turned around and said, shut up! He said, Dad, I'm just excited. I said, yeah, but shut up. We got an hour and a half to drive. Last half an hour you can talk. That you study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. That's good advice. Good advice. Study to be quiet, do your own business. Everybody's worrying about what everybody else is doing. If you worry about what everybody else is doing, you ain't got time to worry about what you're doing.
Amen.
You need to check out yourself.
Amen.
I always say when you're pointing your finger, you always got three pointing back at you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to check out yourself. Make sure yourself is right with God before you start pointing fingers.
Amen.
And you be study, be quiet, do your own business, to work with your own hands. There's nothing wrong with working with your own hands.
Amen, brother.
Don't always have your hand out.
Yes, sir.
Work with your hands.
Amen.
I like working with my hands. It's stress relief, as we commanded you, that you walk honestly towards them that are without. We mean them without. The people that's watching, the world that's watching. You know what the world says? All them Christians are a bunch of crooks.
Right.
You see them on TV, Jim and Tammy Baker, and what a thing. They're a bunch of crooks. I used to tell my mother, all them people are a bunch of crooks, Ma. They're crooks. They're religious crooks. You got to watch out for them. I knew a crook because I was a crook. I knew a crook when I seen one. And these preachers, a lot of preachers, man, I wouldn't trust them with my wallet. I wouldn't trust them in no way. He says that ye may walk honestly towards them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. So then he goes into about the resurrection. This is a great book. If you want to read a good book in the Bible on being a new convert, read this book. It'll help you get straightened out. It'll help your life. He said that you walk honestly towards them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing. You know what people do? They see that you're an honest person. You know what people want to do? They want to help you. If they see you have a need, they want to help you. People see, we were sitting in a restaurant last night, me and my granddaughters. We're sitting in, and I think I knew who did it, but I didn't see nobody that I knew, but we were in there praying. We prayed for our food. We thanked the Lord for his goodness. We was talking, laughing, joking. And the waitress comes up and says, somebody paid your bill. I said, what? We looked around the room like, who? Who? They said, well, can't say. Somebody paid your bill. And I said, man, who was that? And we tried to guess who it was. Wasn't nobody in there we knew. And I said, it had to be that old couple. They were watching us. They were sitting there watching us the whole time. You know what God did? Just give you handfuls on purpose.
Yep. Amen.
Brother Wicks was with me one time, his son. We were going to Pennsylvania. We stopped at a steakhouse to get something to eat. We're sitting in the steakhouse, and the guy heard us over there talking about the Lord and praying. And a guy come over and said, man, I heard you all talking about the Lord and everything. He said, what a blessing. And his son, Sammy, was sitting there. He was like 12, 13 years old. And the man walked off and said, God bless y'all, walked off. And then Sammy said, you see what he did? I said, no. He said, lift up the napkin. He said, there's $80 he paid for our meal. I said, ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
He goes, that ain't never happened to me before. That ain't never happened to me before. I said, God just took care of give you handfuls on purpose,
amen,
brother.
Yeah.
Honest. Like I said, I was a thief before I was saved. God changed me.
Amen.
Be honest. You do something little wrong, little thing. If you're doing something little, you'll do something big.
Right.
Say, God, help me stay accountable to you.
Amen.
Honest. Amen?
Amen.
I was going to preach on pleasing God this morning, but there's a whole bunch of other things. But we're going to stop right there. Father, Lord, I pray, thank you for this scripture that we just read. What a blessing it is. First Thessalonians chapter 4. Help us to do. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Help us be doers. My Father, help us be honest. Help us walk soberly. And Lord, you said that somebody, you're a great avenger. And God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, to trust you with everything in our lives. Help Nathan and Autumn, bless them. Bless all the young couples. I pray for the young couples all the time. Pray, God, that you help them, encourage them, strengthen them. I pray for the singles, Lord God, that you'd help them be patient, wait on you. And God, that you would send them the right person if that's what you want in their life. And I pray, God, help us be just patient.